negative and turn it into a positive situation. You know, I feel like that's all you can do at your lowest point, you know. I had two options, you know, to either fail or just keep going. And, you know, giving up wasn't an option for me.
Welcome to another episode of Note to Self. This is your host, Jariah. And I'm not going to start off with music like I usually do. Only because I'm really not, like, I'm in a type of mood, you know? I didn't really know how to describe it. Like, I'm really not, like, myself today. And I'm cooking while I'm doing this podcast, so, don't mind if you hear me cutting up, things and, you know. But, I just kind of want to talk about, situations like these, like, you know, not being motivated, you know, being, like, feeling stagnant and, you know, just kind of like, you know, you got that self-doubt and that fear and that, you know, those what-ifs start to creep up on you. So, yeah, like, you know, I do, for the most part, you know, I try to stay uplifting and positive and stuff like that and try not to let my negative thoughts affect me or anything like that. But sometimes, especially for us females, you know, around that time of the month, it's like, just can't shake it. And, you know, I try to do everything in a book, like, to uplift my mood. And sometimes there's days where I just can't shake it. And, you know, I'm here to tell you that it's okay. You know, you got to feel these emotions, you know, you got to feel them so that, you know, when it does happen again, because it is going to happen, you know, it is that you are going to come across these days where you're just not going to feel motivated. Even, you know, if you are where you need to be, you know, you're just going to have those days. And, you know, as much as we try to run away from them, it's just best to kind of, you know, feel those type of emotions so you know how to deal with them later on. And don't stay in it too long, you know what I'm saying? Don't stay in a funk for too long. You know, try to be productive. Try to watch, like, motivational speeches. Like, today I went to the airport overview. I had left work. I didn't even leave work. I didn't even go to work. I had called out of work. And I had went to the airport overview. Sometimes I go to the park. And I just sat in silence and talked to God. And sometimes you just need that peace and quiet, you know, to silence your mind. I know I'm going to get into some deep meditation later on tonight. And I'm just like, that was really needed. Because sometimes it's like, our minds are constantly working. And like I said, sometimes we get into those points where we tend to overthink and start questioning ourselves. And I know me personally, I do that. And I'm a Gemini too, so we overthink everything. Like, our moods constantly change. I'm just like, it's just so hard being a Gemini sometimes, because it's just like, you know, at one point we can be feeling good, the next thing you know, it's just like we're, you know, in a shitty mood. And I just, you know, I've been working on that. And That's why I got a journal, so I can just, you know, write it out. And sometimes, you know, I talk to God out loud. It just helps. And, you know, I listen to, like, music that puts me in a feel-good mood, you know. Just, you know, or sometimes I even try to exercise, just doing things that get my adrenaline pumping. You know, like today, I didn't even today. Shit, I almost stuck the whole damn day away, honestly. And sometimes you need rest. Like, I needed rest. I listened to my body, and I needed rest to kind of, you know, make me feel refreshed. Because sometimes that's all we need is just a little bit of rest. And, you know, sleep is very important. I hate when people are like, sleepless nights and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, it's cool, but don't make that a habit, because your body needs rest. And, you know, if you don't give it rest, at some point, your body's going to make you rest on its own, whether you like it or not. So, yeah, but those mental blockages, especially when you're, like, also, too, when you're, like, when you're creative and you're running a business, you know, you do have those times where you just come across, like, those what's next moments and stuff like that. And, I know that's what I've recently been going through. And that's where I just kind of like ask God to guide me, you know? Ask God to guide me. And show me signs, you know? Show me signs. Sorry, I'm cutting these onions. I think I cut too much. Yeah, I love onions. Ever since I became vegan, onions go in everything. Onions go in everything. Like, I love them. Salads and all. But, what was that? I was gonna say. Yeah, so when you're on that mental block, especially for your business, you know, I just kind of ask God to, you know, for clarity. And sometimes, you know, I don't try to overthink things. Like I said, I'm an overthinker. And I just kind of, like, be still and be patient, you know. Because sometimes, you know, us as new, like, business owners, we try to, you know, do too much. You know, we want everything to be perfect. And, you know, you just gotta crawl before you walk, I say. Like, whatever it is that you have, like any product you're trying to sell, you know, put it out there and tweak it as you start to, you know, as your business starts to grow. You can tweak it along the way, you know, and that's something I think everybody's a perfectionist at some point. You know, that's, you know, I try to just say, you know what, Jariah, you can just tweak it along the way. You know, it doesn't have to be perfect all the time. You know, just go, because if you keep trying to be a perfectionist, then you ain't never gonna, never gonna push it out. You ain't never gonna push it out. Oh, I've got the oil. I'm making, oh shit, hold on. Alright, so I don't know what the hell I'm making, but it's about to be good. So I'm making like a quesadilla, vegan quesadilla with plant-based cheese. And I put some like onions and red peppers, green peppers. And I got some salsa. That I'm gonna eat it with. I don't have sour cream because I haven't found a vegan sour cream just yet. There is one, but it has soy in it, and I'm kind of skeptical about soy. You know, people say, you know, you hear all this information about soy isn't good, and then, you know, some people say soy is good, and I'm just like, I don't know. But I'm not gonna give up my search. But so yeah, sorry, I just had to put this on the pan. Vegan cheese takes a minute to melt sometimes, which is why I don't really like, you know, making meals that I gotta melt this. But anyways, yeah, I just been kind of like in a stagnant. I've been feeling stagnant, like this stagnant ass energy just came across me, and I'm just like, I don't like feeling that way, especially when you go from, you know, being productive, and then now you're just like kind of like stuck. And I know they say usually, you know, just, you know, this is kind of like your sign from your, from God, your ancestors, whatever you call your Most High. You know, this is a sign to be patient and to wait. And, you know, when I'm in these type of moods, like these stagnant type of moods, I got to stop, like, questioning myself, you know? I got to stop questioning myself, because then those, that fear, that doubt, that worry tends to try to sneak up on me. And that's something that I'm working on. So that's why I tend to listen to, like, motivational speeches, podcasts, whatever it is. I just like to listen to them, you know, just to keep me, you know, uplifted while, you know, I'm waiting for whatever it is God has next for me. And anybody who's feeling the same way or going through the same thing, I just want to let you know that it is going to be okay. You know, don't stress it. You know, you put it out into the universe, and it's in God's hands now. You know, it's in God's hands now. So let him do what he do, and it's gonna be okay. You know, even if you're not feeling as productive, it's okay. It's okay, because maybe you do need rest. Maybe you do need some time to debrief, you know, especially if you've been putting in a lot of work towards whatever it is that you're doing. Sometimes you may need to just debrief and relax, you know. Give yourself those self-talks, meditate, you know, just relax. Like, it's okay to relax. It's okay to take a break from here and there. And I'm reminding myself of these same exact things. Like, it's okay to take a break, you know. Don't let anybody make you feel less productive because you're taking a break. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, it's good to take breaks, because after you know, your body gets that rest and you feel rejuvenated, then you get to go 10 times harder, you know. So, and everybody got their own pace with everything too. So, like I said, you know, this is what you need. Focus on staying in your lane, you know. Focus on what you got going on and not what anybody else got going on. And I know that sometimes it is kind of hard, especially on social media, when now everybody's running businesses and stuff like that. So I know it can be a little discouraging sometimes, because that even happens to me. But hey, I just try to block out the noise the best way I can. Sometimes I like to take some time off my phone. Like, I feel like our phone consumes so much of our energy. And I know, like, a lot of us business owners, you know, half of us want to stay on social media, but we run a business, so it's like, I gotta be on it, you know? I gotta be interactive. But I think you should just do, like, schedule posts. I heard about that. I never really took it into consideration, but I will. But yeah, being on your phone can just take up, like, it can be so mentally draining. I remember one time I was on my phone, and I just felt like dropping it. Like, I just felt like somebody sucked the life out of me. And I'm like, yeah, it's time for me to stay off social media for a few hours out of the day. I know on your phone, if you got an iPhone, you can definitely set a limit on your phone for the day on every app. But yeah, I just been in my books. Like, I've been trying to, you know, really read my books. I read a lot of self-help books too, whenever I'm feeling like, what the hell? Sorry, this is why when I cook, I can't, like, I gotta focus. I can't be doing anything else when I'm cooking. Cause, like, some of the cheese came out. It's okay. As long as majority of it is in there, I'm good. But, yeah, so I've been reading a lot of self-help books. Self-help books have been helping me personally, especially the ones on, like, Law of Attraction and Manifestation. Also, too, I like to read financial books as well. You know, I taught myself financial literacy, and it's really addicting once you find, like, a financial, like, not a financial, but, like, once you find, like, for instance, like, a market, like, the real estate or Forex or stocks, once you find, like, one of those you're interested in, like, financial literacy, it becomes just so addicting, because there's so many ways to make passive income. Like, there's so many ways. Like, it's just insane. And I'm just like, I always tell people there's so much more money outside of these 9-to-5s. Like, there's just, like, so much more money out of these 9-to-5s. And I'm not downplaying 9-to-5s because, you know, I still work one. I'm grateful for mine. But that just can't be your final stop. That can't be your destination. I mean, if you want to, you know, work, you know, want to go higher up in your company, or if you're cool with that, that's fine. But I just know personally for me, that's not where I picture myself in the next 2 years. I don't picture myself working for anybody. You know, I'm like, I've been at the same company for 5 years. I think that's a pretty long time. So, you know, I'm just really been trying to just get in grind mode and just, you know, go hard at everything that I'm investing myself into so that I can be, you know, become financially free and live the life that I desire. But this is all I have for today's episode. I really didn't have much. I just wanted to get another episode out because I know the last one I did was on the 1st or the 31st. It was the 1st because it was New Year's. But yeah, I just want to get an episode out. Like I said, I've been trying to, you know, be consistent with doing a podcast and everything. I like doing, like I said, I love doing a podcast. I want to get more interviews out and stuff, but this whole COVID thing is just, it's annoying at this point. It's just like, I really miss life before COVID, honestly. I really do. And I don't know, like, I'm just not used to, I'm still not used to it, even though it's been a year. People keep saying it's a new norm, but not for me. I'm sorry. It's really not. This is not my new norm. Like, I miss being able to, like, everything feels so damn restricted. Like, you can't even fly anymore without taking a damn test. And I'm just like, it's annoying. Like, who got time for that? And I remember I took a COVID test 3 times. Luckily, all 3 came up negative. But it's just like, yo, who has the time for that shit? And like I said, I just don't like being restricted. So that's the only thing. I'm just like, you can't really move how you want to. Can't even sit in a damn restaurant how you want to. You know, so. But, you know, I pray that this shit lets up sometime this year. But you know, even though we're in a pandemic, don't let it stop you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let it stop you. You know, live your life. You know what I'm saying? Don't let this be an excuse, you know? Don't let this be another excuse, because I see a lot of people last year, you know, were saying, oh, we're in a pandemic, using it as a damn excuse. Listen, it's been a year now, so cut the shit. But I just want to thank you guys for tuning in to another episode, and I will see you guys next episode.
Say it, misunderstood, don't need to be complicated. Ay, you know we good, no reason to be explaining. Just give me loyalty, cause love is overrated. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you love when we shade it. That dog, they hate it when we isolate it. Ay, you know we good, no reason to be explaining. Just want your loyalty, the love is overrated. Are you down to bleed the streets with me? Or could you be blinded by all these lights you see? I'm willing to give you all this love I got, but no relationships involved. I just need your loyalty, that's all. Don't need love, you ain't even gotta say it. Misunderstood, don't need to be complicated. Ay, you know we.